Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Get her done Tuesday at 7.06. It is going to be so hot today. Oh, my God. Like mid-90s in a lot of places.
Nice.
Yikes. All right, 7 o'clock Celebrity Trash. Here we go. Rose McGowan was pretty close to Anthony Bourdain. She's good friends with his girlfriend, Asia Argento. Mm. Asia is one of the people who was accusing Harvey Weinstein of sexual inappropriateness, et cetera, assault. Rose, of course, was part of that big Me Too movement. After Anthony committed suicide, Anthony Bourdain, you probably have heard by now, was found dead last week. After he committed suicide, she posted a very emotional video on social media. She has since deleted it. But yesterday, Rose McGowan shared more thoughts in a letter to the internet on behalf of Asia Argento, who's Anthony Bourdain's girlfriend. She said Anthony and Asia had instant chemistry when they met, partially because they both struggled with depression. She said Anthony once told him a mutual friend that he's never met anyone who wanted to die more than him. That's what he said about Asia. Rose said that they both supported each other, and Asia went and got help, but Anthony's depression didn't let him. She says he allowed himself to give in, and it was his choice. As for Asia and Anthony's relationship, Rose said they had a free relationship, which I think she's saying means open.
Open.
They loved without borders of traditional relationships, and they established the parameters of their relationship early on. So she's not denying rumors that Asia had something else happening on the side, because she was photographed a week or so ago with someone else being demonstratively affectionate.
I don't know how you see that and don't projectile vomit, but okay.
Right, exactly. And they're saying another story I read about him this morning was that he was head over heels for her. Like, none of his friends all were like, we've never seen him in love like this. Like, he was.
Yeah, how do you be that in love and then see her in the paper with another dude and not be bummed?
So basically, Rose is saying they had an open relationship and that he didn't commit suicide over cheating or a breakup.
Okay.
But
I hope that's, well, it doesn't matter why, though, does
right,
it?
It doesn't. She says, do not do the sexist thing and burn a woman on the pyre of misplaced blame. Anthony's internal war was his war, but now she's been left on the battlefield to take the bullets. It's in no way fair or acceptable to blame her. Rose said that Anthony did seek help at some point. Her quote was, he reached out for help, and yet he did not take the doctor's advice. And that has led us here to this tragedy, to this loss, to this world of hurt. And it's at Deadline.com has the full letter if you want to read her full letter to the internet. A side note on Rose McGowan. She was just indicted on cocaine charges in Virginia. She alleges that cocaine was planted in a wallet that she forgot on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
The police say, this is your wallet and there's cocaine in it.
Okay. Who's going to give up their coke?
Yeah, Rose. you don't forget your coke.
I paid for that crap. I'm going to need that.
Plus, aren't
all
you
of it.
I mean, if you're sneaking cocaine onto a plane, aren't you like super nervous and aware that you've done that? And
well,
the last thing you leave behind is the one thing that has the cocaine in
maybe
it?
Maybe you had drinks and you're like, oh.
I guess.
Are you guys at all surprised that she doesn't want to just say, yeah, I'm super into coke? Like, of course she's making up BS stories. What do you expect her to say?
Well, you know, this could have all gone
Harvey
away.
Weinstein.
That was my coke.
Planted it on me.
Yeah, that was my coke.
Right. She could have just.
Yeah, whatever.
Oops. What? Lady Gaga and Dave Navarro are among the celebrities opening up about their mental health struggles in the wake of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain's suicides last week. Crazy week last week. Lady Gaga said, I've struggled for a long time, both being public and not public about my mental health issues or my mental illness. But I truly believe that secrets keep you sick. I can't remain silent any longer. There's so much help out there if you have the courage to be honest with yourself and others about what you're going through. Suicidal ideation feels like a spell, and we have to have empathy. Dave Navarro said, I've been there, written the note, had the plan, the stockpile of meds, how to disperse my property among my family. I was ready to go. Luckily, as a last-ditch effort, I reached out. I spoke to my closest friends and loved ones. I sought therapy and, at times, psychiatry, alternative medicines, even hospitalization, whatever it took. What I learned is that through the process, circumstances and feelings shift. I can tell you 100% that they do. Please reach out if you find yourself in the darkness.
That's one of the hardest things, though.
Right. That's the problem. You're feeling alone and you stay alone. Isolation. Okay, let's talk about other things. Lisa Lampanelli is a comedian who's been on the scene for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty brash. She's always been kind of a loudmouth. I like her. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, but I've seen some stand-up of hers and thought, oh, she's funny.
She's big on the roast circuit thing, right?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I've never seen her stand-up either, but I feel like she's kind of a throwback in that she does some insult comedy, and
mm-hmm.
you have to have a certain tolerance for that old school comedy.
Right.
You have to be able to put down your "I must protect all people's," you know, attitude in order to enjoy anything like that. You can't be PC and listen to someone who's gonna
be an insult
be
comic.
A roast type person. Right.
So she did a show in San Jose the other day ago. People paid about $125 for a ticket to see her.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
This was Sunday night. And we started to catch wind of this yesterday. A few listeners texted us we went and saw Lisa Lampanelli last night.
Did you hear about what happened?
She
and
had
I was
a freaking
going
meltdown.
Crazy on the internet trying to find something, and then it came out.
Yeah, actually, I think by the end of the show, you had handed me something because she got mad. There was a heckler.
Uh-huh.
And she was just telling him to shut the F up. And she was telling the whole audience, shut the F up, F you, F San Jose. I mean, she went pretty crazy.
Don't F San Jose, man.
And I guess that the guy at one point stands up
cut you, no.
and throws a $100 bill at her and says, I'll give you this if you shut up. And then not a pretty night. So we do have some audio from the show. And I believe we have some audio of her talking about what the hell happened.
Oh, good, because I was going to say,
up in the airport, and
has she since spoken out to explain what was going on that night for
her? We'll start with
the audio
with the show.
Of the incident. Was it's pretty the quality is kind of bad because it's a live show. Mm-hmm.
It's already begun when this person goes, oh, I gotta tape this.
Okay
damn,
now she's
damn.
People are like, we're just trying to have fun. Sounds like a fun show. By the way, after that all happened, she did go on with the show. And
I don't know.
Kept
I
on
stay there?
Going.
Well, I guess I paid $120. Make me laugh, Lisa.
A lot of people are asking for that money back.
Are they?
You think? Yeah. I saw.
Well, you got something for sure. I don't know what you got, but you definitely got. But could you call that passion?
NBC Bay Area.
Yeah. Anger, passion.
Whatever you want to call that, you got something for your money.
It feels like, you know, a mad teacher. Fans are unhappy. Yeah, a lot of people are asking for refunds.
But you'd think if you find yourself in a room watching
someone lose their ass?
Well, no. She's not like the opener, right? She's the headliner.
She was headlining.
So you would expect that you're a fan of hers and would know she's kind of hardcore.
Yeah. So what did she say when they caught up with her at the airport?
Hey, 650 says my girlfriend and I were there the other night. It was incredibly uncomfortable. She did not continue the show. She dropped the mic and left the stage crying.
Oh, what?
So I don't
That's
know.
That's not what it says here.
Well,
you were there, so.
What is going on with her? She has.
Someone else says, told us all to F off, left the stage crying.
Says she finished the rest of her set without incident. So you know what though? If you were there, then you would know. This is literally a story from a, you know, paper who.
Source, yeah.
Right.
That looks like a completely different person.
Oh, she seems so friendly and rational.
No, I mean.
Oh, just because she underwent.
She has short hair, blue hair.
Surgery. Yeah. She underwent the.
Yeah, lap band or something.
Yeah, lap band surgery. She lost like 100 pounds, chopped off her hair.
Yeah.
Now has that.
She looks like Sally Jesse Raphael now.
Yeah.
Big glasses.
Yeah.
So that's it. She just had a life change mm-hmm. by when she lost the weight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess.
I think after the Trump thing, she saw a Celebrity Apprentice. She was on and then saw herself and went, wow.
I'm... Oh, was she big on?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I don't remember when she. It was a while ago, though, that she yeah. had that mm-hmm. surgery. A
couple years, probably. Yeah.
Anyway, Lisa Lampanelli, everybody. Mm-hmm. Meltdown in San Jose. Well, and listen, if she screamed at that guy and then left the stage crying after that happened, I would be like, I paid $125 for this. I would like to.
You get back here.
I would like to have my money back. Mm. I don't know how far into the set that was either, so.
Was it at the Improv?
Does it? I don't know if it says.
I don't feel like they can say, well, you got 14 minutes before she yeah. went crazy, so we're going to give yeah. you $100, $103 yeah. back.
Minus this was the $50 surcharge.
Right. This was at the City National Civic.
Oh, I don't know that place.
It sounds bigger than just a little comedy mm-hmm. club. Yeah, there's a bunch of people
Scott should go
this.
Play there.
Yes.
You know, he's always looking for new places to go to.
Slash and his wife are breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants her to sign off on a proposed. He wants to be done.
So she's been dragging, her and her lawyers, you say, have been dragging the divorce out.
He's making what seems to me to be a pretty good offer.
Okay.
So I don't know what all else is at stake, because I would be like, oh yeah, I'll take that. That sounds great. According to documents.
He's riding high right now as the Guns N' Roses world tour continues. He's making bank.
Yeah, not to mention, I'm sure they've got royalties rolling in like nobody's, but just from all the
and they re-released, I think, some anniversary edition of that first record, Appetite.
So he's asking the court to enter a proposed settlement agreement as a final judgment in the divorce. He claims Perla Farrar, that's the ex-wife, has had enough time to make any changes she wants and provide all the financial documentation she was required to file. He says,
Perla's been slow responding or has deliberately drawn out responding through this matter. I want to move on with my life.
She, according to his proposed deal, she gets primary custody of the couple's two kids. He will share joint legal custody. He'll be required to pay $39,000 a month in child support and $100,000 per month in spousal support until
Whoa.
Death or remarriage.
Dang.
This is what he's suggesting.
Don't get married, Perla.
She will never remarry. You know she won't remarry.
Oh, why would you? She's making $1.2 million a year yeah. for not being married. Slash will be required, let's see. Oh, and the children will also collect 1.8% of his income until the year 2036. So not only is she going to get $39,000 a month to support them, they seem like they need a lot of stuff. I mean, $39,000 a month. And then she gets $100,000 a month. It's also, in addition to, a $6.6 million equalization payment that he would be required to pay within 30 days of the judgment getting signed off. So, in addition to cars and other things. So, he gets to keep his interest in Guns N' Roses and his other companies, all his trademarks, residuals, and a slew of fully loaded bank accounts. He gets his entire collection of guitars and instruments and a 2011 Ford F-150.
All right, the Ford F-150.
The thing he drives around in.
They each get a house. I guess they each bought brand new houses, so they don't have to worry about any of that. And she also would get to keep another home in Los Angeles, so she'd have those two houses. She gets in his proposal, she would get a 2014 Range Rover, a 2015 Mercedes AMG, and a 2015 Mercedes-Benz GL450.
Oh, snap.
Can you imagine if she says no to this? And she will.
Oh, because she wants more?
This seems so... I guess we're just not in it. It seems like she gets two houses, $6.6 million, $1.2 million a year for life, and five cars. Like, what else do you want?
Listen, I put up with this crap since 2001.
It's not even that long.
I have children that are 13 and 15. They're brats, and they want everything. I need all the money.
But you're getting it.
Seems like you're getting it.
You're getting it.
He's worth $40 million. I'm going to need more of that.
I don't know how you do it. I really don't know how you do it. I get it that you want free money and you don't certainly do not want to go to work. But how do you push for more? Like, that's the
vindictive.
There's the payday right there. You're done. You don't ever have to work again. You're done.
He listed his monthly income, which is about $345,000 a month.
A month.
Nice.
Yeah. On top of whatever he owns and mm-hmm. has in the bank already. Perla has not yet filed her monthly income documents. And he said,
I don't even need to see those. Right. I don't need to see those. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I want to see the judgment entered ASAP.
Judge has not yet ruled on his request to get his judgment entered, but he's hoping that it'll be made official so he can just move on.
Mm. Will slash remarry?
Yes.
Will he?
Those men love to love. What is he? This is twice divorced now?
Oh, God. What the
he's
first
He's got another
wife
one
get?
Lined up.
Oh, why do we do it?
Well, we don't, but some people do. Those
I mean,
people,
I just
you just see them.
In general.
You
Oy.
Just see that they're willing to part with the dough because they.
I got so much of it.
I need to remarry quickly.
I need these to get are, booed up.
These are like, yeah, booed up. These are the people who can afford this. Like, I mean, okay, so even if you have to split it in half again somewhere down the line, he still winds
I'll
up
go
with
on
some
tour.
Money. Yeah, I'll just go on tour and make more money. I still have those royalties rolling.
It's gotta hurt, though. I know that he has the money, but she's never. Ever had to deal with the road or any of the things that
she even
he's
ever
done
held a guitar
to make that dough.
Right.
And the thing that pisses me off, well, a lot of things piss me off about this situation, but you're not guaranteed when you commit your life to music that you're going to make it. It's like a one in a million shot that you're going to become Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Right.
And the idea that because you have, people should get a piece of that. It's just sickening. I don't like it.
She's got to continue to support her in the manner to which she's become accustomed.
That she married into.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck.
His girlfriend's name is Megan Hodges.
Yeah, I bet you he's going to marry her. I guarantee.
Like?
She's very pretty.
I bet
but
she is.
I don't know what she. I don't know what she does
she's
for a
totally
living.
She's totally into brunettes.
That's right.
Yeah, she doesn't pretty. Do anything for a living. She's arm candy for Slash. Actually, who knows? She might be a very accomplished person. I hate to reduce
what
her
does she
to
do?
Really.
Model.
It doesn't. There's
yeah,
there's
does
usually
Maybe.
Like
Who
you know five
does?
His
five
nanny
things.
Babysitter.
Oh God, probably.
There's an article that says she bought two mansions and one of them is for his ex-wife.
Oh, she
is she
bought
a real
two?
Estate lady?
I don't. It's not clear what this girl does.
Oh, maybe she is there. If she bought the, wait, this young woman Megan.
Mm-hmm. M-E-E-G-A-N.
And one was for his ex-wife? Because maybe those were the two mansions. They just said they just got two new houses, one for each of them, so that they could move the hell out of wherever they were. Wasn't he trying to... That was a story for a while, right? He was trying to unload some big mansion that they had together. Doesn't that sound familiar?
I don't remember that.
Well, anyway... It's good to be Slash. I'll tell you that right now. Whether this is a pain in the ass for him or not, what he can afford is to give this lady $6.6 million up front, a house, five cars, and $139,000 a month.
I can see, well, whatever. She does have his kids. I can see that. And he's probably wants no part of dealing with that. He's touring the world.
Yeah. I'll meet them when they're 18. See them later. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got Hello Kitty in the news. Oh. Also, pancakes and burgers make the news and more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. Happy Tuesday.
Turn it up.
It's going to be very, very warm today. The heat has been turned up. This Warriors Parade today in Oakland. All the information you need on it is at RadioAlice.com. Water, sunscreen, and directions. You can't get the water. So you have to just remind you to bring it.
Well, public transportation. Mm. Bart's even ramping up on their trains.
Bikinis are a good addition to the...
Oh.
The outfit.
Oh, did you put that up at RadioAlice.com?
I believe we did.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
The missus is on vacation.
Oh, ah. Fantastic.
So, that's why they're going to be able to come here one of the days.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. I can't wait. I can't wait for the dance party.
I'm feeling more and more nervous, though, as
why?
You guys. Well, I don't know. I just feel like.
You shouldn't at all. We're super polite people.
Will you be taking a nervous poop?
Oh, yeah, you can take
a nervous
poop.
I don't do that. I don't know what that's all about. I don't do that. But, you know, my worlds are colliding, though, so it's a little.
I like it. I like when it's awkward and
great. Good.
I enjoy, all my friends and family always want to come in. It's like, all right, come on in. Behave yourself.
Listen,
don't embarrass me.
Yeah.
We've already mentioned the heat wave and the Warriors parade at 11 o'clock. And we did earlier mention the historic meeting between North Korea and the United States, which is huge. Hopefully that continues. That relationship continues to build and we don't have to worry about nuclear threats.
At least coming from them.
Right.
That would be fantastic.
Because he was making nuclear threats. That's not good. So
well, and hopefully the name calling all stops too. I mean, it doesn't help to call the madman little rocket man.
The World Cup begins Thursday, everyone. It's the biggest sporting event in the world.
But
we're
no
not
US
in it.
Team, right?
Yeah.
We're not in it.
Why?
No. Many people have predictions for Germany. I've got Mexico. I know nothing though, so don't bet on anything that I have to say. I just like Mexico. I've been a bunch of times, so I like it there.
I just hope the best team wins.
Okay, good. Well, anyway, Russia versus Saudi Arabia is the first match at 8 a.m. on Thursday morning, and then it goes.
All right.
And we'll see how, and that's from Russia, everyone. So this is something, as people keep trying to find the new hook, the new way to get someone to try their stuff. You know, chefs are always looking for fusions and ways to...
Yes.
Introduce a new food item that you've never had or a new drink. You've heard of all the new types of cocktails people put together.
Lure you into their business with some delightful concoction.
Tamworth Distilling in New Hampshire is releasing a new limited edition whiskey that is flavored with beaver anus.
Oh. Well, what does that taste like?
Ass.
It's not really what I'm looking for in my whiskey.
Yeah.
And what prompted them to do this, Vinny? Is that something that's known in the area? Is it especially delicious?
The whiskey is infused with castoreum, which is the oil that beavers have in little sacks by their tails that they use to mark their territory.
Oh.
Castoreum is actually a pretty common food additive, by the way. Because it's a cheap substitute for vanilla, strawberry, and raspberry.
Oh, so it's delightful tasting.
The FDA lets companies just list it in ingredients as natural flavoring and not beaver anal secretions.
Oh, yes.
So you've probably...
That is more palatable sounding.
At some point in your life, actually had this.
Are we able to obtain this beaver anus secretions in such quantity that it is... That it can be added. It seems like it would be kind of a rare thing that would be have to be harvested. You have to kill the animal to get it, or do you just scrape it off the trees they've marked it with it? I don't understand how we get this.
I don't either. But I would love, because I can't go and try the limited edition whiskey that might start a downward spiral none of us are prepared to deal with, but you should try it.
Nah.
Tamworth Distilling.
I'm not really.
This is pretty much like I was talking to Yuzi about this. You know, dogs have to have their anal glands expressed.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the same thing. I'm reading about it right now. It's called.
Are you?
I'm reading about it right now as you talk about it because I had no idea either.
So they just have like farm raised beavers that they're expressing their.
Yes, it's a yellowish secretion.
Oh my, delicious. Oh, this is just getting better and better.
It's used to, along with urine, to scent, mark their territory.
Oh, God, delicious.
Yeah,
who wouldn't flavor their whiskey with it? I don't know why we've waited so long.
You know what? You have to be open-minded, Sarah. You haven't tried it, so who knows? It might be
You
delish.
Know, I'm going to say that...
Drink up.
Duck blood boy.
Yeah.
This is that new stuff with the anal secretions in it. Have some.
Yeah.
What if it gets you high?
Oh, all right. I'll do it then.
IHOP pulled off a successful publicity stunt as they've now, well.
Oh, it's publicity, not for reals?
Well, they rebranded with a B because they're trying to introduce burgers, a new line of burgers to their menus. So
IHOP.
It was everywhere, the IHOB instead of IHOP. Someone, I want to say Lexi posted it. The OB looked just like the OB from tampons.
Mm.
It was the same script.
Right.
But everyone was sort of taken with this. What is happening to our pancake house?
Right.
And it's just they're not changing the name.
They just want you to know they also serve lunch.
Come by and have a burger.
Well, it's cute.
It worked. I mean, now what? I hope the burgers are good is now what?
Right.
Because that's the only way for this to work is for the burgers to
be. It is
be.
True. I think of that place only as a breakfast place.
Yeah.
But have they always had a full menu?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. And sometimes they have deals that are kids eat free during their happy hours, 4 to 7 or something like that. Kids under 12 or something like that.
Do they serve all kinds of liquor there too? Is that
They do not serve liquor.
Oh.
Yeah, that I don't go there that often.
That's not that happy of an hour.
I guess the IHOB is just a way to get attention, as they already have burgers on the menu and have since 1958.
Oh. Does anyone have any experience with these burgers?
No.
Is there someone out there that could text us whether or not these burgers are worth knowing about?
They're adding 7 new Ultimate Steak Burgers, and the name change was just a marketing campaign to get some attention. Of course, on Twitter, they went at it with Wendy's.
Oh, really?
Someone tweeted to Wendy's, "So Wendy's, you gonna let IHOB sell burgers on your block?" And Wendy's responded, "Not afraid of your burgers," from a place that decided pancakes were too hard. So they're... Jab.
Mm. Wow. Twitter wars.
Over burgers.
They're the best.
Burgers are good.
Sure. I'm having burgers tonight.
Did you just decide that?
No. No.
I thought the grill wasn't working. It was lighting the house on fire.
But we already had the ingredients, so hopefully we'll
Oh, no. Have You'll just burgers. Cook those in a pan then?
I'll have to.
Oh, boy.
Well, John and I are having salmon burgers. John pre-makes these salmon burgers and freezes them. Oh, my God, they're delicious, Vinny.
Ground salmon?
He chops it, and then he actually takes a little bit of the salmon and puts it in a food processor with some other ingredients to make it, and then he adds it all together so it binds it.
Oh, wow.
They're beyond delicious.
So is it semi-raw?
No.
Oh.
No, we do them 3 minutes on each side, and they're perfect.
Mm. On the grill?
In the pan, I'm not sure how we're going to do them, but I don't know, 3 minutes on each side.
I feel like I would push that back and say, can I have this without the salmon?
No, I think you'd like it.
I don't know if I would.
They're really, really good. And then we get regular burgers for the kids because they don't want the salmon burgers.
Right. I'm with them.
Mm. So here's your burgers flavored with beaver butt.
43% of Americans now believe pornography is morally acceptable.
Yeah.
There's been 43%.
Oh, is that all?
It's a big increase, though, from last year, it seems, as it went from 36% to 43% in one year.
In 1 year. Well, you know, it's...
It has a value, and people... I know that people want to put judgment on it. I certainly wouldn't want to make my money in porn, and I wouldn't want my daughter to go into porn.
No.
But there's no question that a little inspiration can move a process, a self-love process along much more quickly. I could be here all day.
Yeah. Really, all day.
Well, trying to paint my own pictures in my brain when really what I just want to see is...
Just throw those images at me.
I just want to see it.
Yeah.
And by it, I mean a naked lady.
And I'm sure plenty of people who don't think it's morally okay. I see what you're... I'm totally... I know what you're... You don't have to show me any... visuals.
Right.
Okay. Plenty of people who don't think it's morally okay are still using it.
Right.
They just, this feels so wrong. It must be right.
Right. Here's a simple trick. Okay, so traveling is hard.
Yeah, pain
we
in the
all,
ass.
Such
right.
a pain, right? Now, don't tell anybody this because this is going to get around and then it's not going to be useful anymore.
Okay.
There's a simple trick to make your luggage come out first at baggage claim.
Oh, my God. What is the trick?
Apparently, this will help increase your odds of your bag getting put into the plane last, meaning it will come out first.
Okay.
You check your luggage and ask them to put a sticker or a tag on it that says fragile. They have them right there.
Oh.
When they fragile the bag, it gets put on the plane last, and then it comes off first and gets dropped into the little spinner.
Really?
Before all the others do.
There's no room left.
Under the plane?
Yeah, so they have to put it on another flight.
No.
Oh, well, that's a chance. I don't know about that. Never heard of that. Most airlines have these stickers for free, though, and it absolutely increases your odds of the bag being loaded onto the plane last.
I'm trying it.
And downloaded first.
I'm going to try that when we go.
Fragile. Well, it's worth a try.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got to get it on every bag you're checking, though, like if your kids are checking a bag or whatever.
Oh, true. Unless they go, well, that's another $25.
Yeah. That's not that fragile. Care. It's fine. Yeah.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 39,000 in child support, says 510. What kid or kids need that? That's almost 480K a year. That's college tuition. That's a lot more than college. Well, I guess depends on where you go to school.
That's
goodness.
Right.
480K a year. Stanford can't cost that much,
no,
can it?
No, it does. Absolutely not. No. That's like medical school.
Yeah, that's
all
like,
the way through in 1 year.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what those kids. Those kids probably go to private school that costs $400,000. I don't know what they do. I don't know why anybody ever needs $39,000 for a kid. But I suppose if you're a rich kid and you have to have everything, then that's what you need. I don't know.
707
God,
says,
I'm not paying that. Jesus.
Hey, Hooman.
Hey, who?
Yeah.
That was you Friday at SF International Airport that I said hi to, wasn't it? Wow, are handsome in person.
Ooh. Oh, Hooman. Oh, my God. Ooh. Are my prayers being answered?
Well, you prayed after that.
Oh,
that's too bad.
So Jesus must be looking out for you.
What were you doing at the airport, buddy?
Remember I told you, so as you may or may not know, I was on the terror watch list. Hey. And
not a place you want to be.
Thanks, sir. And I had to go interview with Homeland Security to get global entry.
Oh. So, is that the one where they speed you through customs and like you're like a pre-cleared?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's nice, Hooman. Yeah.
That's why I give a shout-out to Officer Oliver, who did my interview.
Oh.
Transferred here from Miami.
Was she familiar with the show?
Vaguely. It definitely came up because they ask you what you do. They ask you a lot of questions. You sit there, smile,
Is she a nice lady? Or
she was super nice.
Or is she just saying right now, brown nosing will get you nowhere?
No. She was incredibly friendly and super professional. And
yeah. Well then, hello, Officer
Oliver.
Oliver.
Oh, and her name was Oliver.
Wink.
Oliver.
Wink, wink.
Oh. I didn't even see the coincidence.
Oh, man, a crunch,
there.
Too. What a day.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Is it that time already?
It is.
I'm going to just get this bad news off my plate. It's absolutely horrible what has happened to Bodie Miller. I'm going to do that really, really fast. Let's see. I want to revisit the Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson thing. And I've got more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.